listener production.
Morning, I'm Amy Ross. Westpac's promise to extend a moratorium on closing regional branches for at least another 3 years has been welcomed by the finance sector union. The commitment also extends to its Bank SA affiliates. FSU National Secretary Julia Agrizano says it's an overdue change of heart.
We've been calling on Westpac and indeed all the big four banks across the industry to stop closing branches for some time. Westpac in particular, they have aggressively closed hundreds of branches over the past few years.
Eyebrows are being raised at Mount Gambier Hospital. The Libs are concerned that certain health promises aren't being followed through on. Labor has promised to upgrade the emergency department, as well as double the amount of mental health beds available in the local unit. The opposition claims no work has begun to deliver these promises and says regional health needs to be a priority. Fresh data has revealed South Aussie parents are less likely to yell at their kids compared to other parents in the country. The Triple P Positive Parenting Program revealing 41% of South Aussie parents yell at their kids once a week, compared to 48% of guardians in Victoria, WA and the Northern Territory. And one of the Limestone Co.'s biggest music events is coming up this weekend, with Kate Sobrano among the headline acts for Generations in Jazz. And it's not just the big names who'll be taking part. Grant Mayor Kylie Boston says a huge number of students will also be involved.
We've got just over 100 schools involved, which is about 4,100 people, so including the teachers, the students, bus drivers associated with the event.
Round 4 in the Cowrie Narracourt Tatiara Footy League gets underway this weekend and ladder leaders Keith will look to remain undefeated. The side will try to go 4 from 4 when it hits the road to take on Lucendale.